Good morning. It's Wine Wednesday. I'm your host, Ziggy the Wine Gal. I would love to thank our sponsors, Oliver's Markets, now with 4 locations. Everybody knows their newest location is in Windsor, closer to Zigtown, and Bottle Barn for all your wine, your booze, and your non-booze needs. I always say if Bottle Barn doesn't have it, you don't need it. And of course, you should be heading to Bottle Barn this week to stock up on all the things you're going to need to watch the Academy Awards, which is happening this Sunday. Speaking of this Sunday, I have 2 seats to give away for an upcoming winemaker dinner that's happening this Sunday at the Prelude Restaurant, which is located at the Green Music Center. And the winery is, drumroll, Sonoma-Cutrer. That's right, Mick Schroeder and his team will be there from Sonoma-Cutrer at the Prelude Restaurant at the Green Center. And I have 2 seats to give away for this fantastic dinner. Well, speaking of Oscars and the Academy Awards, we have quite the lineup of nominees. And I thought it would be really fun to bring in my girlfriend, Kimberly Charles, from Charles Communications in San Francisco and New York and Los Angeles and all your other little outlets to talk about some fun pairings to do for Oscar night.
Thanks for the red carpet out front there, Ziggy. Way to work it.
Well, you know, that's how it goes down here.
I know.
I like everything special and highlighted. Speaking of the highlights, we have several nominees for Best Picture this year, and I'm not really sure how this happened, but I always remember there being like 5 nominees,
yeah.
Don't you?
Absolutely, and you asked this question before the show, and we all have to get to the bottom of it. But I think that, you know, there was such a plethora of great films this year.
There was.
There are 8 now, so 8 nominees. And it's a lot of heavy stuff. A lot of the themes are intense.
Very, very heavy.
Social themes and you know, addiction themes. And so
Situations.
So we want you to enjoy your wine while you go through these really compelling films. And we've got choices for each and every one of them.
We do. For Best Picture, A Star is Born, Vice, Green Book, Bohemian Rhapsody, BlacKkKlansman, Black Panther, Roma, and The Favorite. Although the way it's spelled, I like to say favorite. And up for Best Actress, Glenn Close in The Wife, Lady Gaga for A Star is Born, Olivia Colman for The Favorite, Yalitza Aparicio.
Aparicio, I think, is about right. Seal.
From Roma. And Melissa McCarthy for Can You Ever Forgive Me? And up for Best Actor, Christian Bale for Vice, Rami Malek for Bohemian Rhapsody.
That's my pick.
Is it?
Oh, yes.
I like how you just like got that in there.
Mm-hmm.
Viggo Mortensen for The Green Book. We have Bradley Cooper for A Star is Born and Willem Dafoe for At Eternity's Gate. So there's quite a few things to choose from and quite a few things that I know that I would pair not only with each actor, but each film. So we have limited time. We'll kind of shake up what we can and uncork some surprises. First up, Bohemian Rhapsody. I know that Freddie Mercury loves champagne, you can't not think about something bubbly,
absolutely,
right?
He was known for throwing incredible parties, and champagne was always a part of it. So I would just recommend any of your favorite champagne and or sparkling wine. But there's also a great red from Paso Robles, from a winery called Rockin' R, appropriately, and it's called Bohemian Rhapsody Red.
Well, that sounds good. I also have been favoriting the Domaine Carnero sparkling wine lately.
Oh, yeah.
They have a couple of new releases that I have just adored. And I think anything local is obviously good. But then Prosecco. You think about bubbly and the DOCG Proseccos.
Absolutely.
Which we recently talked about in Wine Wednesday a couple weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
Are obviously another good choice.
Absolutely.
When you think about Black Panther, Cool Climate Syrah, something that's like sleek and amazing.
Sinewy, muscular, mm-hmm. Something really, really distinctive. So I took a tip here from Patrick Kaminsky, who's a good friend of ours, Wine and Spirits Magazine, LA Times. Something with high elevation, something with wood smoke and a little bit of lavender. It's assertive and generous. Just going to be beautiful. There's also a Black Panther Shiraz from Chalk Hill right here in your backyard.
Well, see, there's
fantastic.
There's an option.
Yes.
Now for The Favorite. I have to just say it that way because when you look at the spelling, Favourite.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, this is a period piece taking place in the 18th century in England. So you're thinking cream sherry, I bet. I'm thinking sparkling wine from England because I'm so big on that.
My God, yes. From Surrey and all those areas that has the same soil as France, right?
Well, I mean, you know, I've always said sparkling wine and champagne goes with everything. And I think we could say the same for movies. Every movie selection, I could probably find something that bubbles that pairs with it.
Yep.
But if you're thinking about sherry, and I think that as Americans, we don't embrace it enough.
No.
But there are some beautiful cream sherries. And, you know, you don't have to think of like your grandma's sherry.
Or the sort of grocery store cheap versions thereof. Although those are perfectly respectable, as we well know. California makes a really nice amount of good reasonable cream sherry. Cream sherry is a sweetened sherry, so it's usually sweetened with Amontillado or Oloroso or Pedro Ximenez. I personally say that if you're looking for the easy choice, I love the ones from Gonzales Bias. They make them from bone dry all the way through to the sweet. They're
delicious.
Wonderful.
And you know what? You can readily find some at both Oliver's Market and Bottle Barn. I'll just give them a plug.
Awesome.
Okay, so Black Klansman. I mean, this is just a fascinating story. This movie, very sobering, and in the day and age that we're living in, it's an interesting film to watch. Because Spike Lee is involved, you know, I can only imagine where we could go with a cocktail for this, a wine for this, but you're thinking beer.
I thought beer. You know, I'm a big fan of Spike Lee. I loved his a cappella video that he did about all these great street bands in Brooklyn, and he's from Brooklyn, and recently Brooklyn Lager started bringing their beers here. So that was my pick. It had more to do with Spike's, you know, backyard than it did anything else. And I'm glad to see a film out by him again. It's been a long dry spell, you know.
Okay, what about Green Book?
Yeah, this one is a movie that just has an incredible cultural twist, brilliantly acted by both stars in it. And I thought, because it had a cultural twist to it, how about an orange wine? I kind of polled my team on this one, and they came up with this as an idea. They thought it would really be cool. So naturally,
orange wine for a movie called Green Book.
Exactly.
Okay.
And with a twist, which oranges are great with a twist, as you well know from all your great zigtails that you make.
Yes.
But something from either Georgia perhaps or Slovenia. I know that we're going outside of our sort of local sourcing, but this is a very sophisticated region. We drink wines from all over the world.
We do. And I was just in Slovenia last summer and had some beautiful orange wines from there. But I'm going to go ahead and stay local and say Joseph Swan, because Rod Berglund is making a fabulous orange
Rodfather.
Wine. I know. We love the Rodfather.
Yes, we
and
do.
So go local, choose the orange wine from Joseph
Perfect.
Swan. How about that?
Yes.
Now, Vice, this movie, where could we go with this? Maybe we have to have a mocktail with this. I mean, George W. is dry, but you know, maybe a mocktail, or I think I'm going to pick Straight Edge, which is a beautiful whiskey that I've been enjoying this past year. What would you say for this film?
I'm with you on the bourbon. I think the bourbon makes sense. You know, think about those cigars and those hunting trips of Cheney's that he would do in Texas, one of which unfortunately turned out pretty scarily, Yes. But they were big bourbon drinkers at the time, or at least Cheney was. So I'm going with you on the neat bourbon, personally.
Okay.
Yeah.
So this bourbon is called Straight Edge, and it's a really distinctive bourbon. It's got 70% corn, 17% rye, and 13% malted barley. And the cool thing is it's a blend of 5, 7, and 8-year-old bourbons from both Kentucky and whiskey. But the thing is that keeps it kind of local is that the bourbon is finished in Napa Valley, where it was aged in seasoned wine barrels. And it's soft and mellow and delicious. And although it's called Straight Edge, you know, it has an edge to it, but it is a smooth bourbon. And just on the rocks with an orange twist, make an old fashioned out of it. That might be actually kind of good for this movie. You think about the theme of this movie, old fashioned.
Not only that, but the political leanings, you know, what better than Straight Edge for a conservative politician, right?
All right. I love it.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, A Star is Born. I loved this movie.
Oh, God.
I saw it in the theater with the hot hippie.
Twice.
And I cried my eyes out.
Oh,
it was so amazingly
done.
Such
a passion project, huh?
It is. And Lady Gaga, never been a fan, but after this movie, absolutely. And Bradley Cooper, love, 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 love. So I think you were thinking about mocktail for this because of the theme of and where things were headed.
Yeah, I think we need some sobriety on this listing here, you know. And the mocktails are so delicious, and I love to challenge places when I go out and see how well they can make a drink that doesn't.
We just did that in the city.
Like one.
We went to several places, and you were asking, you know, for their zero proof. list just about.
Oh, and our friend Scott Beatty made one. Well, I had at least a version of that, right, from Bollywood right here. That was delicious.
That's right.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to go full born on this. As much as you want to do a mocktail, and I'm thinking Jan, I'm thinking local, and I created a cocktail card called A Star Is Born, where you're using the Benham's gin, some fresh Meyer lemon juice, because Meyer lemons are in season, some blood orange simple syrup, and then top it off with some Prosecco.
Yum.
And I think that's A Star Is Born. Just the little bubbles at the top. You think about stars, you think
Perfect.
About bubbles.
Oh, yeah.
So that's where I would go if I was not doing a mocktail.
That's true. Or maybe something with star anise. That would be interesting.
Oh, that does sound muy delicioso. All right. So to wrap it up, the last film we're going to talk about in a pairing is Roma. So this is an autobiographical film, and it's filmed in Mexico City. And right now we're enjoying a beautiful wine from Mexico, thanks to you.
Yeah, thanks. I went to the Valle de Guadalupe back in May, and I'll be there again this May. I'm so excited about this region, Ziggy, with respect to its food and wine scene. And what we're having today is a Chasselas de Malgor, and it is made by Alberto Robbio. And the region is, it's got a little bit of salinity to it. You can taste it because it's really surrounded on both sides by the ocean and the Sea of Cortez. But,
it's delicious.
It's really, really good. And I'm really keeping my eyes peeled for more and more exciting wines coming out of this region. And I'm extremely excited about all the great Mexican directors over the past few years that have really been bringing home the heavy statues.
And this film profiles a strong woman. And I think as smooth and sexy as this wine is, it has a lot of beautiful, strong feminine.
Absolutely.
Femininity.
Yes.
For me to say after a glass of wine.
Oh, and speaking of which, just a quick plug for another woman making wine down there. It's called Tres Mujeres, but it's now just the one woman making it in a container. But that label is also exciting coming out of Mexico.
I love it. I love that we end on that theme.
Yeah. Girl power.
Yes, I love it. Well, have a great time watching the Oscars this Sunday, everybody. It should be interesting without a host. I don't really know where to go with that. But I'm going to actually tape the Oscars, and I'm going to go to the Sonoma Couturier dinner that's happening this Sunday.
There you go.
So if you would like to win, here is the thing. You have to know the name of the bourbon that we talked about for the Film Vice that we paired with the Film Vice. I mean, these seats for this dinner are expensive. So we're giving you like $250 worth of fabulous experience for this Sunday. So what was that edgy bourbon that I talked about? There's a big hint that we paired with the film Vice. If you are the first caller with the answer, you will get to go to the Sonoma Couture dinner happening this Sunday at Prelude Restaurant at the Green Music Center in Rohnert Park. Okay? Cheers, everybody. Have a great, wonderful morning and a Oscar-soaked evening and week.
Thanks,
Ziggy. All right. Cheers, everybody.